resolved. Unemployment relief should be ended when the Depression ends.
If the Depression ends.
I traveled back through history to 1536, when the first poor laws of England were mandated. In those days, the dole, or welfare as we call it, was funded by voluntary contributions. But as time passed, the English devised the allowance system, the first unemployment relief. Only now it was paid with involuntary contributions, more commonly known as taxes. The allowance system was a disaster. The only real unemployment relief is to give a man a job. But to do that, you have to give the economy life, not tax it to death.
When capitalism was young, the old puritanical concept of duty was, he who does not work shall not eat. Now that made sense when it was more work than men willing to do it, but those days are gone. Now there are millions who want to work, but find themselves standing in bread lines. Now should they not eat because there are no jobs? People, today we need a new concept of duty, the right of the individual to demand from society just as much as he gives to society.
We clutch at anything that even looks like a solution. $60 million a month for public relief. Pay it out. If it'll sweep the hobos off the streets, 1/7 of the population of the United States on welfare. Fine, as long as it ends our misery. A nation as desperate as this is a danger to itself.
Once, a Roman general brought peace to a rebellious province by killing all its citizens. Even his fellow Romans were shocked. One of them wrote, "Solitudinem faciunt pacem appellant," which means they create desolation and call it peace. Now, for all their facts and figures, the Paul Quinn debaters would also create desolation and call it peace. They would allow the unemployed to die so the economy can live. A brilliant young woman I know was asked once to support her argument in favor of social welfare. She named the most powerful source imaginable, the look in a mother's face when she cannot feed her children. Can you look that hungry child in the eyes? See the blood on his feet from walking barefoot in the cotton fields? Or do you ask his baby sister with her belly swollen from hunger if she cares about her daddy's work ethic?